In the Durham continued to Zayin Shvat, Hitav Shalom Ches,
January 24, 1978, on Tuesday. So, the murderer said to Ule, "You saved it. I did a good job, no? Yes. Who probably be such thing. In other words, just finish up the job. In other words, Shayomu smile. He also, why do we do that? In order to save his life. Because if Ule had told this murderer, "You are a terrible person, you are a murderer," so then this murderer would have killed Ule as well. And after all, I mean, it wasn't a question of saving the life of this victim. This victim was on the verge of death. It was a question of minutes. So, because of Pikuach Nefesh, so he was Chimik L'Roshi. He also came in the Ichne, Omale Dilma Chasvisholem, Arzikin de Ibra Necho, Omale Nafshecho Yitzal. Now, of course, Ule knew that he did it in order to save his life. It's not that the Pichon had to tell him. I mean, it's inconceivable that Ule would have said that, "Hey, you did a good job." And probably Bisashchite, if it wasn't indispensable for saving his life. So why did he say, "Dilma Chasvisholem Arzikin de Ibra Necho"? So we have to say now, it's what kind of an Isser was it about here? So first of all, one Isser is Chinuch L'Rosh. Chinuch L'Rosh. In other words, Rabbi Yemen Shaul Tshuva has different categories of Chinuch L'Rosh. Not all the categories of Chinuch L'Rosh are on the same level. Now the Gemara says, "Muta lahachnif l'roshoyim leilom hazeh." Leilom hazeh. So what does it mean? That if you see a Jew eating chazer, so you can go over to him, leilom hazeh, and tell him, "Wow, you're such a nice person, eat chazer. I appreciate you eating chazer." It doesn't mean that. So what does it mean? "Muta lahachnif l'roshoyim leilom hazeh." In other words, that leilom hazeh, unfortunately, so we have to show respect to certain Rishonim. We can't help it. So it's a heter. So this kind of chnife is muta. To show respect, actually, I mean, if it hadn't been Be'ilam Hazeh, someone is a Roshe. So we would show him respect. And if he says hello to you, you shouldn't even answer him. But Be'ilam Hazeh, we can't help it. So we have to maintain good relations with everybody, even with Rishonim. So now we have to maintain good relations even with Sadat. I mean, Menachem Begin is acting properly because it's very unfortunate. But it doesn't mean that Butal Hachnif L'Rishoyim Be'ilam Hazeh implies that you allow that if you see someone doesn't have it, it's Chazer. So you go and tell him good appetite, do you? That you're not allowed, even Be'ilam Hazeh. Why? Because there are all kinds of degrees of chnif. Now, so Rabbi Yehine discusses the different levels of chnif. Now, let's say, I mean, Katchaleifi is in Mikabus Be'ashrina, that's it. So that doesn't mean Katchaleifi, someone who maintains good relations with the Rosh has Vishon, and even if it will be Yad Yisroel Kippur, and it will be possible, you know, to enforce the deen against Rishoyim. But so then there is no heter of maintaining good relations. But that Maimah Chazal of Katchaleifim and Kavod Ashkine wouldn't apply. So Katchaleifim and Kavod Ashkine means when you encourage Rishoyim in their mice, In other words, let's say, like Senator Percy. When Senator Percy said that Arafat is immoderate. He's immoderate. He's not a radical, but he's, you know, a moderate liberal, Arafat. That's the kind of chnife that in the Kabbalist Me'ashrim. Now, here, if it hadn't been indispensable for saving his life, it would be the worst type of chnif. In other words, telling a ritzeach, you did well. So first of all, it involves an isaiah of chnif. Now, Rav Shlomo ibn Gavira, and I think the other Gishayim who mention it, I think that the Yireim also mentions it in the Mina Mitzvahs. But I remember definitely that Rav Shlomo ibn Gavira also has the Sefer HaMitzvahs in the form of a Shia. Now Rav Sadi Goyen Sefer HaMitzvahs is also in the form of a Shia. So he mentions among the Shasa Mitzvahs Loisase not to be a Chayim. And where is that love of not being a chayim? V'lisachlifu es ha'oretz asher atem bo ki adom hu yachliv es ha'oretz v'lo oretz lo yechup al adom asher shupach bo ki im bidam shev. So he mentions that it's a love device. Now, it's possible, I don't know, that this love only applies to chnife of Sheikh Chidon, let's say, like calling Arafat immoderate, because this posik deals with Sheikh Chidon. And perhaps all kinds of chnife l'rishoyim, when you just show friendship to a Moshe, that doesn't come within the plan, but when you give him a compliment in respect to his maisim tatui. Let's say when you tell Amin about his crimes, that this is the behavior of a moderate liberal. So it's possible that not only chayiv to a shefer dam comes within that love, but any chnife will show him in respect to the averes. So certainly, under normal circumstance, it would involve an isaiah of chnife, of a risachnife. So I said here it was in respect to a ritzeach, not another type of an eva avera, but in respect to a ritzeach. But then there is another shayla. He told me not only a to prale misashchite, maybe that could be considered as a gram of ritzeach. Because he was still mifarches. Now he was mifarches, so he's chayim chodoro. So if someone, let's say if someone is mifarches, and then another person would finish up the job and kill him, so then he would be a ritzeach. He would be potter of Mrs. Bez, niku asor liodom. Asor liodom basor matleis. Being the Vasachas, being the Chazeh, Kolom Turin, so it's a tour of Mrs. Bez. So, according to Rabbi Lopfer, even the Achrim is potter. Because he would die anyway, but he would die half an hour later. And now you kill him, so you expedite his death. So, according to Rabbi Lopfer, you are potter of Mrs. Bez. But the Ritzeach, you are even a seal, so you hide Mrs. Shammai. So, maybe that involved the Nisa of Ritzeach, of Gram Ritzeach, because he urged the Ritzeach to expedite the death. Like this victim would have lived maybe for another half an hour, and now he was Perea Bisa Shrite. So he finished it up. So he expedited the death. So maybe Ule, by urging him to do it, so he was in Kram of the, he was committing in Kram of Ritzeach. And if it's in Kram of Ritzeach, so it's Yehoi Vayamir. So that is inconceivable. That Ule would do such a thing. So we have to say that Ule said he probably is a shchite because he knew the Ritzeach was going to do it anyway. Because you see, the Ritzeach tried to boast, to show off that he knows how to kill. He says, kill yourself. So in other words, so Ule knew that this Ritzayach is going to be Periyah Mitzashchitei. But the Ritzayach would not have been happy if Ume had not had told him that. But whether Ume would have said Periyah Mitzashchitei or not, the Ritzayach would be Periyah Mitzashchitei. But if Ume would have refrained from saying Periyah Mitzashchitei, then the Ritzayach would have been Periyah Mitzashchitei, the victim, and he would have killed Ume also. So Memele, it didn't involve any Yisair of Ritzicha, Kam Ritzicha. But he was still had pangs of conscience, because he was complimenting, he was chaining the Roshe, the Ritzayach, in regard to Ritzicha. So he thought that since on Ritzicha, if there is Yoy Royabe, maybe even on the Chnifeto Ritzicha, not in a case where through that chnife he becomes encouraged and stimulated in the act. Then it's Ritzicha Mamesh, then it's Kram Ritzicha, then it is Alibedemes Yoyabe. But even in a case where the Ritzayach would have done it anyway, so maybe, since there is a special love, the Pshutishon Mikro, even if we say that love of Ritzach Nifles Oretz applies to all of us, I think from the Yerim it's Mashma, but the Pshutishon Mikro of Ritzach Nifles Oretz deals with Ritzich. As Adamo, Ki Adam Hu Yach Nifles Oretz, Will Oretz Be Yechupel Adam. So the Pshutishon Mikro deals with Ritzich, not with other Avelis. So Mimele, so Ule thought maybe he was mechuyev to be mezanefesh himself, not to compliment the Ritzayach on the act of Ritzayach, even though the Ritzayach would have done this act of expediting the death of the victim anyway. Because since on Ritzayach Ritzayach Yoy Yaveh, so on the Chnif et Ritzayach it's also Yoy. So then he says, Nafshbet Zalto, and Ritzicha it's Yoy Yaveh. So if, as a result of your statement, your encouraging statement, this Ritzayach would have expedited the death of the victim in Echaname, then you would have been mechuyev to mezanefesh yourself. But this Ritzayach was going to do it anyway. He just wanted that you should do it. You should say that he is doing the proper thing. You should say, I mean, this is what the Nazis did. They killed certain Jews, and then they forced other Jews to hail this act of killing and to applaud them as they killed the other Jews. And if they didn't applaud, so they killed those who refused to applaud. So in my way, since this Ritzayach would have done that anyway, so it didn't involve an act of Gram of Ritzicha. So this is what Rabbi Yechonah said. So there was no Yoy Royabe. Just a Niser of Ritzach Nifles Oretz in Shluchas Donim. All right. So that's like Shorisum Shenateiro. So Pikach Nefesh is there. Kotam Rabbi Yechonah. Mer deksiv nosa lishom lucho shom liv ragos bibobuksi. Liv reges bibobuksi. So how come that Neart Yisroel, a person could become so infuriated and that he would kill a human being? Omalei, Ahu Shaiter, Rabrina Yadan. Rabrina Yadan. I mean, so here the Ram says, I discussed it in the Shiyotach. Ahu Shaiter, Rabrina Yadan, Ebim Rayadu, and Iskavish Rabo, and say, Imer, who will mix that issue.
Just the first line. Now let's start and discuss the sheet of the Rosh. In Roya Sor of the other Mishikans, Suho, basis of Nidav. So the Ram explains it on the basis of Harot. In other words, that in order that it should be a Harot Ebruo. But the Rosh explains it on the basis of Pesach. And we saw that the Rosh is Mishitosa. I mean, the Rosh knows it, that Lamed Reis explains it the same way. I mean, that even though the Pesach in the Gemara there says, in Pesach in Neilet, but B'tnai Neilet, yes. So the Rosh says, that what does it mean, B'tnai Neilet? Because what kind of Neilet cannot be used as a Pesach? Only Neilet that is unpredictable. So the Rosh Hashanah apparently is that it's not, we don't have to consider it from the point of view of the average person, whether it is predictable by mostly from the point of view of the average person, but whether it's predictable from the point of view of the neighbor. So how can we find out whether it was predictable, this new circumstance, let's say like Chumra Baris. So whether it was predictable from the point of view of the individual Neide or Neizeira. So we ask him to put few things in Zira, the letter of Neizeira, if you would have said, he says, if somebody had suggested to me, I would have said no. So that means that from the point of view of this Neide, it was a likely thing to happen. So even though, from the point of view of most people, it was far-fetched, so that's not important. It's the point of view of the individual neighbor. This is how the Rosh explains it. So maybe the Rosh here is Rishitose, with the Shite of the Rosh, he knows it from the place. Now the two mentions another pshat, the Afal Pishin Pesachim B'Neilet, but Pesachim B'Tnai Neilet. It is very similar to the Rosh Pshat, but there is a difference. According to the Rosh Pshat, so the Pshat in the Gemara knows it, Afal Pishin Pesachim B'Neilet. Pesachim B'Tnai Neilet means that we ask him, suppose someone would have come to you at the time when you took the Neder of Nezires, while the Bais HaMikdash still existed, and would have told you, don't you see that there is a good possibility that Bais HaMikdash might become Choreb? And if he says, then I'm not taking the Neder of Nezires, so then it's considered as a good Pesach. So then it would be a riot that from his point of view, it was a predictable thing, it was not far-fetched. And this is how the Rosh explained. Now, the two, and the Machabe are mentioned the same sheet as the two. Now, Vein Peischin in Simen Reish Chofches, Vein Peischin Elo Bidovar Ha'evi, Sheyemalei, Ilo Yodaiti, Sheyemalei, something likely to happen. Sheyemalei, Ilo Yodaito, Sheyare Dovar Ze, Lo Yiso Neide, Avolein Peischin, Bidovar Ha'nele de Mishadi Shehakach, Kigein, Eimer Kenim Shaninen Lepleini, Oy Shaninichnes Lebayis Pleini, Vinase Eise Pleini Talmud Chochem, Shahatel Tzrichel, Oy Eisei Bais, Bisa Knesset, Bisa Medrash, Ein Peischel Leima, יהיו יודעתו שיהיו ספרים את תלמיד חוכם או יעיסי ויסמן לו יש לו יעיסי נדע לפי שעוד פסח נקר הנדע מיקוי כבר ופסח כזה הנה יקרה שאף אם הוא יאמר לעיסה ליבי לא ינמנע בשביל המלידע כיוון שאימות זה כזה ואף על פי שאין פסחים בנילד פסחים מתנאי נילד ומפורש מסכס נוזיר כנוזיר שנודע כאילו שחורה בבייס וחורב אם פסחים אלוהים הרימו יודעתו שהיא חורב הבייס כלום הוא יסע נדע אבל פסחים מתנאי נילד לא אם עלי אילו באודום משת הנדע יהיה משקר לכו ויואי מר שמאיס אישו חורב הבייס כלום הוא יסע נדע בכל קיץ הזה so it is it's remarkable usually the two follows up the sheet of the Rosh but here it is like the pshat of the Rosh but there is one difference according to the Rosh Perush in Ozia so Tnai Milad means if a person had advised the Neideya the Neideya that it's very likely that Misamidish will become Chorek whether the Neideya would have deterred from making the Neder of Israel. Here, the Torah says differently. He says that if a person would have just advised him as of the possibility that some Yiddish might be Chore, and he would say, I wouldn't take the Neder if somebody had told me that at that time. So then it cannot be used as a Pesach. But suppose a person would have lied to him, to the Neder, and would have told him, he would have approached this Neder as he was preparing himself to accept, to undertake Nizires. So suppose another person, a friend of his, would have come over to him and say, didn't you hear the last news? Mishamikdash only yesterday, Mishamikdash was Chore. Let's say he's not in Yerushalayim. He's far away from Yerushalayim. And he would have lied to him. And he would have believed him. So then it can be used as a Pesach. Now, and this is how the Torah is. So there is a difference between the Rosh Pshat and the Torah Pshat. The Torah Pshat. And the Mechaber mentions the Rosh Pshat. The Mechaber. כגן מי שנודע בנוזי יוקדים שחורה בבייס וחוריו אין פסחים אלוהים מהריגו יותייתו שיחורה בבייס כלום הוא יסנדר אבל פסחים לימה אילו בודו משס הנדר והויו משקר ואילה שבייס אישו חורה בבייס כלום הוא יסנדר וכן כל קיץ הזה וכן כל קיץ הזה So the question is, why does the Torah distinguish between a case where the Neideya would have become deterred from making the Neder of Nisiris as a result of a suggestion by a friend of his that the Beis Hamikdash might become Chorev soon, so then it cannot be used as a Pesach but in the case where he would be deterred from making it of Zeres as a result of a false deceptive information, what difference does it make? So apparently it seems that the Torah agrees with the Lomdes of the Rosh. In other words, that whether it is considered Nilad Amotsu or not Nilad Amotsu, so we don't have to consider it from the point of view of most people, of what significance is the mentality of other people. You see how the two explains it. So he says, if he said Kedem Shalinele Litlani, we shall nichnes lebayis plani, vinase eisi plani talmud chochet. So in peiskele leimariu yodato she also plani talmud chochet, or eisi bayis misamedresh, or eisi neiler. We shall be pesach neka neda meikori, u pesach kozei neikre, shafi mo yomale eisi alibay, lo yonimna bishvile milide. So that way to only consider his own point of view. That lo yonimna bishvile milide, not whether other people in his situation, in his circumstances, would be nimna or not nimna. So the Torah agrees with the Rosh that motzu or not motzu is to be considered not from the point of view of the thinking, the mentality of most people, of the average person, but from the point of view of this individual leader. And even though he is peculiar, his mentality is altogether different than the mentality of all other people. But we have to consider it from the point of view of this individual leader. This individual leader. But the Torah holds his chilek and the Rosh on one point. According to the Rosh, so the fact that the neder would have been deterred from taking the neder of Nizires as a result of his suggestion that the Bisan Mikdosh might become Chorev, so is not so. So according to the Rosh, it is a good barometer of the individual neder's mentality. And according to the Torah, the fact that the neder would be deterred as a result of his suggestion that the Bisamidosh might become Chorev is not a good indicator of the individual Neder's point of view. Why? Because there are certain people who are pessimists. So that doesn't mean that the pessimist is just has different predictions than the optimist. That doesn't mean that. It only means that the pessimist is cheshish for echshosha lecheike, more than the optimist. So, in other words, let's say, certain people, they'll spend maybe, I'm not talking about a real gambler. I'm talking a normal person who is not a gambler. So they'll spend, let's say, a certain amount of money in order to buy a sweepstake. Why? Because they'll have a possibility that they'll win $500,000 or $1 million. Even though from the point of view of probability, it's very remote that after this person who buys the sweepstake will win. Why? Because they are optimists. So, and other people will not spend, at most they'll spend a quarter, but they'll not spend $50 in buying this sweepstake for the remote possibility of winning $1 million. Why? So does it mean that the one who is ready to spend, so he foresees that he'll win, and the one who is not ready to spend doesn't foresee that. No. The person who is ready to spend, so for him, even a remote possibility has enough chives to be motivated by it. And the person who doesn't want to spend, so the remote possibility does not have sufficient chives to become motivated by it. You see, there are certain people who refuse to go by plague. Why? Because they are afraid. And there is such a possibility. There is such a possibility. And the other people who are not afraid. Does it mean that the one who is afraid, so he predicts in his prediction an airplane crash, Rahman al-Islam, is more likely than it is in the prediction of the person who is not afraid to fly? No. Certain people become motivated only by a very good possibility, but not by a remote possibility. So the melee, the two holes and it's chelik ad rosh. So even let's say Bezin asks it, suppose a friend of yours would have come to you at the time when you are preparing yourself to take an eder of Nizires, and he would have suggested to you, listen, what are you doing? You know, it seems that Beis HaMikdash might become Chohev within the next few months. How can you take it? And he says, oh, I'm not going to take an eder of Nizires. So according to the Rosh, it's a good indicator of a sweat that from his point of view, this is a Dovah Avot. But according to the Torah, no, it's not a good indicator. Because the reason is why he would have become deterred as a result of his suggestion that the Beis HaMikdash might become Chorev within the next few months is because he's the kind of a person who allows himself to be swayed by a remote possibility. So that doesn't mean that from his individual point of view it's a Dovah Avot. Mashenke, Ibezin tells him. And of course, all this can only apply if the Neder is a very truthful person. I mean, that's mentioned in the Rishon. In other words, if Bezin has any choshes that the Neder is not very truthful and he says things that are not really true, so then Bezin cannot be mad. But so if, let's say, when Bezin asks him and says, suppose at the time you took the Neder you were considering, you decide you were preparing yourself to take an eder of Nizires, somebody would have come to you and said, didn't you hear the last news? Only yesterday Beis HaMikdash was torn. And if he would have believed you, this would be a good barometer of the mentality and the point of view of this individual. That's why he says, I will peace him with my millet, lay male. You boredom mishasaneda, ye mishakelo. Not if you boredom and he would just make a prediction. I predict. Voyoina shebeisi shor, chora vapais, chlumo yisenedia, vichoka yitzis. Choka yitzis. All right. And the Mechaber also passed and slide the two. Now, there is in this Indian of Pesachim b'charoteh or Ein Pesachim b'charoteh, so we saw several different pshat. The pshat of the Rashbo is that Mandoma who says Pesachim b'charoteh holds that charoteh itself can be used as a ground for a Torah Snedor, for a Torah Snedor, even without Pesach. And the Mandoma who says, Ein Pesach Mecharote, it cannot be used. It cannot be used. So, the Rashi in Midori, he explains that Pesach Mecharote, that Pesach Mecharote means that Bezin can initiate the matter, and can even lead him to it. And so he must take the initiative. And he must mention it to Bezin. But Bezin cannot initiate the matter. What do you mean Bezin cannot initiate? Does it mean that it's an Isa? There is no Isa. It means if Bezin does initiate the matter, and Bezin leads him to it, so then the Torah is not effective. So, Kostoma in Pesach Mecharote, Shei Chochom Rashoye Lifteach, Vilei Malei, Vilei Malei, Loi Nodat and Aizel Hochek, Daminu Lekamo, Nela Neide Hu Yischar Yitchilo, Viyiftach Viyei Malei, Loi Daat Kei Nodati, Vihu Pesach Tchilo, Mecharote. In other words, the Charoteh must come with from within the person. But if the Chagoteh is really manipulated by the Chochem, so then it's not a real Chagoteh because it doesn't come from within his heart. He was led to it. This is how Rashi says. Then Rashi Neirevim, so he explains the machlekes in the reverse, because according to the Ran and most Rishonim, so if we say, "Ein peisim b'charote," so we are mach, "Ein peisim b'charote va meikil," according to Rashi Neirevim, "peisim b'charote," so we are mach. What do you mean, peisim b'charote? That means that you have to join a Pesach to the Charot. And if, let's say, in other words, so what can be used as a ground for a Techochem? If there is a combination of Pesach and Charot, and the man, so he's a mach, and the mandor who says in Pesach and Charot, you don't have to join Pesach to Charot. So in other words, that means that Charot by itself is a meikil, that mandor who says in Pesach and Charot. You don't need to join Pesach to Charote, the combination of Pesach and Charote. So that Charote by itself is a ground. So maybe it follows, even though Rashi Neirevim doesn't say it, but it follows that Pesach by itself is also a ground. But according to Mando, Pesach and Charote, so Charote by itself is not a ground, and Pesach by itself is not a ground. Only the combination of it. Only the combination of it. Now then, Rabbi Yisrael Pirshei, the Mordechai Shmuis mentions, so his shita is, it's similar to the Rashi Neira. But according to the Rashi Neira, it appears that's the machlekes between the mandoma Pesach and Charote and Pesach and Charote. So according to the mandoma that Pesach and Charote, so only the combination of Pesach and Charote is a ground. One by itself without the other is not a ground. According to Mandom, Marim, Pesrim, Charote, so we don't have to resort to the combination. So Charote by itself, maybe it follows Pesach by itself. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Priyoshei, all the Mandomas agree that in order to be a ground for a Torah Schochem, there must be a combination of Pesach and Charote. There must be a combination of Pesach and Charote. But the machlekes is whether the Pesach of Idovah Hanilat, that is Motsu, can be used, can be mitzurev with Charote as a ground for a Torah Shochem. But everybody agrees, both Mandomas. So Mandoma who says Pesach and Charote, he means that the Pesach in Neilad Amotzu can be joined to Charot, and the Mandoma who says in Pesach Charot, so the Pesach of Neilad Amotzu cannot be joined to Charot. This the pshat of Rabbi Yisrael Pirshei here. Now there is another pshat. There's the Ritva here in Ritva. Now let's see the Ritva here. Now the Ritva, the beginning of the third period. Kosovar and Pesach and Charot. Or Rabbi Yisrael Masel Hashmaitse, Heilish, Omra Vidom Rabas, in Chochem Atak in Aboni Dor, Pirish the absolute test of the Aum, Shalom the Harod, Abu Dawi Dor alone with Boisha, Kinamo, Kosova in Pesach Harod, Shu Pesach Kal, Shu Pesach Kal, Elo be Pesach Ach. In other words, according to the Ritvo, that's the unique shite of the Ritvo. Everybody agrees that without the Pesach, you cannot be Matur Eilei. There must be Pesach. Why? Because the basis of a Torah Nidor in this Toys, the Chochem, even though it's not Toys, Ab Nishio, but through the Het HaChochem it becomes Toys. So in Mele, it must be what's the usual pattern of Toys. Had I known, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. Let's say somebody sells, let's say in Kinyonim Toys, somebody sells a behavior. And then it turns out that the behemo, at the time of the sale, of the purchase, was afflicted with tuberculosis. So it's a moon. So it's a toys. Because had he known, had Ojeach known that it had, that the behemo had tuberculosis, he wouldn't have bought it. So that's the typical pattern of toys. So Pesach, there's a resemblance. In other words, if he knew that this and this circumstance would happen, So would you have taken it? Then, so mainly, it goes without saying, according to the Ritva, that there must be a Pesach. And just remorse, without the Pesach, then the Chochem cannot be Matya. But the question is, whether this kind of Pesach, whether the Harote itself, is the basis for a Pesach. Because somebody in Pesach and Bechavote, Shu Pesach Kal, Eloi Pesach Achim, Viravune Soba Pesach and Bechavote, Viru Chesed Avosi, Viroshen Charote Shogo Befi Hakil, Vin Hakil Pkin Befi Rushi. Vanochin Hu, the Charote Shemischari Talmid Reim Yikore, Vein Vesel Yodar Olam Ach Paskas, Viru Ohoi Olai Beis Isho Mi Beis Shalach Shom, Voyu Yudei Abitzari Shalach Shom, Voyu Neidei. אבל אם אני מסחרת מיקורת, כלי מה שאילו את הצערי, כשנודע על נחש שרוד הרבה, אין זו חרותה, שאילו יקנה לחופש הרבה אילום שאין בחרותה, שכל אני שם נדרי מסחרתו, מיצו שבחרותה לא נסחד יש דובר נדרי לגמרי משס נדרי עד ששם עושים, אלו שנודע מחמס כסה, ושאילו יהיו גם בצער של אחשו, ויובה כסה, ומסחרת על שנודע מפני הצער המגיע לי, וזה הצער אורו, הויולוב, ומשום רוכה חושב פסח קר, ומקום מוקים פסח הוא, שעל מפסח זה, שאיבר, שאיבר, לא יורד, ליב של אחשו, ליב המצרי, לא יונד, וליב הידעותי תיאטי, שערין עלי, פסח באומה, יש מליד, צוחרות, אם בנדור מה הוא עושה ספייס עם חרות, so it's also on the basis of פסח. But the חרות itself is converted into a פסח. But that is פסח קל. And what's a regular פסח? Not the Pesach Kal, a Pesach Be'alde, Yeish B'nidrei Dovo Shem Mishadish Ligam Racha Nidrei. V'yuei Meir, Ilu O Yisi Yodei Abishas Nidrei, Sheze Adobo Yishadish, Lo Yisi Neidabei, V'havekei Nidrei Toes. Miu Imomar Abishas Nidrei, Dai Tehave, Akol Mai Be'efshar Mishadish, Atul Hochen Oda, Sul Esri Atore Mankaim. Avol Efshar B'Pesach Harote, ופסח הרותן נאמה, ודאי ליסגי, ליודע בשס נידר ללמוד ליצר המחמס נידרי, ודאי תלוך הנודע. אל דרוסי ודאי תמחמס כסי, דימות אלי כול היצרי, דימות להשתי. ומכל מוקים, כאילו ליודע ביקורת אהב ליצרי, והצער הגודל רואו לובי, ליחושי, דובר המשחק של גמרי, ומשמרוכי חושי פסח קל, דאב אגב לנודע ודאי תליצרי שגנו. So in other words, so what is the real Pesach that is not a controversial thing, that is something new? Now it doesn't mean something new, something that objectively didn't exist before. Because on the contrary, if it did exist objectively, so then everybody agrees that it can be used as an element. But it's something new subjective. Something new subjectively. So, the Mele, So that is a real Pesach. He had no idea. Now let's say we saw in the Gemara in Nozia there is a machlokes b'sheni. If somebody took an eder of Nizires and then he found out that his behemoth was stolen, so there is a machlokes between Rashi on one end, Rashi and Nozia on one end, Tesis and Rosh on the other end, according to Rashi. So if it was stolen before he took an eder of Nizires, so then it can be then it is muta. So according to Rashi, it is muter without a Torah Sochet. But according to most Rishonim, Tesis Nozir and Rosh Nozir, it's only Muter al-Yidei HaTores Chochem, al-Yidei Chochem. So there, but al-Yidei HaTores Chochem, it becomes Torres. Why? Because this is something new. He was laboring under the notion that he had a behemoth. He wouldn't have to spend money to buy behemoths that he'll have to bring upon the completion of his term of Nizires. And then he found out that he did not have it in his possession, these behemoths. So subjectively, it's not objectively something new, but subjectively, it's a dovah chodosh legamah. Or even if it is objectively chodosh, but if it's a dovah amotzu again. So when is it a real Pesach, a good Pesach according to everybody, if he took an idea and then something new? If he took an idea and then something new was nitchadish, whether objectively, but it's more true, or subjectively, so that is a good Pesach. Why? Because then it's joyous. Because had I known that which I didn't know, I wouldn't have taken an idea. Mashenke, when he comes to Bez, and he says, I took an idea. And at that time, I took an idea. I didn't imagine, I didn't visualize the extent of the pain and the anguish that would entail this moment. Now I realize, had I known at that time the extent of the anguish and the pain that this matter would entail, I certainly wouldn't have taken it. So Roman Doma says, this kind of Pesach. So he also uses a Pesach, he mentions a Pesach. But Mandova, who says in this Bechavote, he says that's a Pesach poem. It's not a good Pesach. It's a very trivial Pesach. Because a real Pesach is a Pesach in something that is established with Amri, of which he was completely ignorant at the time of the letter. He was completely ignorant. Let's say, he didn't know that this person was a saint. That he didn't know that this person was a big Talmud Chacham. And he took an oil, he took a neder, not to have an oil from him. Had he known that this person, the Mudah, is such a big Talmud Chacham, that he's a saint there, and that you can't live without him, so he wouldn't have taken a neder. He wouldn't have paid in the nether. So it's the Dovah Nishadish Lagamre, of which he was ignorant at the time of the nether. But here, he was ignorant, didn't he know? He's not stupid. He knew that the nether, it would entail a certain minimum of pain, of mental anguish. But, because of his mood, of his path, so he was ready to sustain that minimum of pain. That minimum of mental anguish. So the one Mandoma says, in Pesach Chavot, because it's not something that is mischadish l'dam, eh? So he knew it. So how can he be considered a stoyes to et hachochem? He didn't know. He didn't know the extent of the mental anguish. he thought that it wouldn't disturb his sleep, and then now he found out that the mental anguish is so great that he hasn't slept for nights. But he knew it's not the Rishadim Gamre. He was oblivious of the extent of the mental anguish. But he knew of it. So the Mele, it's not a good Pesach.
And the Madonna, who says space in Harote, says,
true, he knew that this letter would entail mental anguish. But he thought that it would entail a minimum of mental anguish. And it turned out that it entails a maximum of mental anguish.
So it's also the Rish Chadish Lekam. This is how he explained.
But the shita of the Ritva is that there couldn't be
Heta Chochem on the basis of Chavote, per se.
The Mandoma who says Beitzer in Chavote, so it's only in the Chavote itself. In the Chavote itself is used as a Pesach. But this kind of Pesach is a Pesach count. Now, how does the Rambam pass? Now, this Gemara, Pesachim Harote, in Pesachim Harote, this Gemara here has to be learned in conjunction with another Gemara, that by Zayin and Yidon. I mean, you couldn't understand the Rishayim by just learning this Gemara of Pesachim Harote without the other Gemara, that by Zayin and Yidon. Zion Amud Beis, the end of the first line on top. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rabbe, Omar Rav Nachman, Haloche Nishali Midorim Emeid Yechidi Uvalaylo Uvishabes Uvitrevin Vatulhoyoem Tnayim Midyei. We could ignore a discussion on this. So Rabbi Omar Rav Nachman says the halacha is Nishalim Midorim Emeid. In other words, now usually, I mean not usually, but when this sits in session, is in session, to mitigate a certain level, so then there must be Yishila Chayon. Basically, the Dayonim must sit. The Baladin have to stand, but the Dayonim have to sit. Now the question is, how about the Torah Sudorim? Does the Bezdin, the Dayonim of the Bezdin of the Torah Sudorim, the Chochem, does he have to sit, or he can be Matan Midorim even standing? So Haloche Nishal Midorim Eimit, that the Chochem can be Eimit, Yechidi Uvalayo, even though when Dorim Balayo, but the Torah Sudorim is not a real deed. Uvi Shabbos, Uvi Trevi, but you know, nine videos, so you are a Sikashi, Rav Nachman says, Amy, that the Chochem Amata, can you be Amy, but then we had that the Gemara, you know, you know, you had Rav Nachman in the Chameir, when he sat in, he was riding on the Chameir, and then somebody asked him, you know, to be Matar Aveda, so Rav Gamliel descended from the Chameir, when he sat in Yosha, so we see that Rav Gamliel had to defend and sit down. He couldn't be material and they are standing. So the Gemara gives a teret. Now there are two Gersos here. The Gers that we have here, which is not the Gers of the Ram, and not the Gers of most Rishayim, is three Gers of our face in the Chavote, Mitrene Davino Nuboye Yune, our Yosh. So but the Rav Yosef most recently is the reverse. Rav Gamliel also. What does Rav Gamliel say? That it requires yeshiva. What does Rav Nachman say? It doesn't require yeshiva. It can be Rami. So Rav Gamliel say that it requires yeshiva. He holds in Pesach in the Chavot. In Pesach. Elo tzorich min tzi Pesach, mit der Chaneda, ufi she tzorich min yune, bin Pisre, yorad nechamei yob yoshe. In other words, so Rav Gamliel, who says that he requires a shiva because the old chavote cannot be used as a ground. What can be used as a ground as a pesach? Now, chavote doesn't require any pondering, any analysis, any yisubadas, any real concentration. Chavote, the leader comes and says, tells the person, tells the Ayoni, here's chavote, what is there to concentrate upon? Yes, chavote, of course. He has to know whether it's chavote mikore or it's just nothing. But this doesn't involve any real concentration. So the mele, he from Gamliel holds that ain't based in the chavote. So you have to use it pesach. So you have to concentrate whether this is a proper pesach. Maybe it's neilet, maybe it's not neilet. I mean, it's not so simple to decide in shayla in pesach. So it requires you. So the melee, it requires the shiva. It requires the shiva. And so, mitzvah be no boyino. It requires a lot of concentration. Our hayosha, the ravnach, and so about pace in the chavot. Pace in the chavot. That's your nume. Chavot is a simple thing. That's the ram's gears of Moshe Shem. Now, the ravnach, and so about any pace in the chavot. Hilkach, a few nume. A few minutes. Now, Rashi, this is the Rashi. It's this Gemara in Erev that where Rashi explains it in the reverse. In other words, not as the Rambam and Moshe Rishonim say that Pesach in the Chavote is a Kule, and then Pesach in the Chavote is a Chumre. But on the contrary, that Pesach in the Chavote is a Chumre. Pesach in the Chavote, in other words, the Chavote has to be joined to it. The Pesach has to be joined to the Chavote. And Chavote by itself is not enough. So Rambam also about Pesach in the Chavote by itself, according to Rashi, in the Lashon HaBala. Chavote by itself is not enough. It has to be joined. Pesach has to be joined to it. So Mitzvah Rabino on the Boi Yud. Rauch Yosha. Rav Nachman also about in Pesach in the Chavote. Rashi has it here said the way it's now text here. In Pesach in the Chavote. So the Chavote does not have to be joined to Pesach. Chavote by itself, it doesn't require a Niyu. Now, Rashi here in Midori, which is not the Rashi in Erev. So what is Rashi here in Midori? Pesach in Chavote means that Besdin can initiate. So in other words, even if the leader himself does not have Chavote, but Besdin, by delving into his Kirchas HaNefesh, will lead him to Chavot. In other words, the way psychiatrists act. Most of the time the psychiatrists do it in a very spiritually and morally destructive way. But this is the way they do it. I mean, they lead the patient to certain feelings. So, according to Rashi, the Madoma who says based on Chavot, that means that the best can lead him to Chavot, even though the leader himself does not take the initiative in showing remorse. But the best can lead him to Chavot. So that requires a lot of concentration. So, Pesach in the Chavot, Mitchanet Rebin, on Boye Yirin. V'ramach Mishavarein Pesach in the Chavot. So best is not at liberty to lead the leader to Chavot. Only the leader comes and says, that he has chavote. So what is there to concentrate upon? If the leader comes and says he has chavote, it's a very simple thing. So mele, v'afilu mumet. All right, now, here, v'chamach mishal apesh v'chavote, hil k'afilu mumet, v'lipir shin rashi zer gadol. Kosh v'chashbo shal. Now, the Rashbo had the same pshat in pesach v'chavote, in pesach v'chavote, as the Ram. In other words, pesach v'chavote means that chavote itself is a sufficient ground. And then pesach v'chavote, that chavote itself is not a sufficient ground. But, because of Rashbo Zal, the Dundon, the time of the pesach v'chavote, Tim de Mikore, the Milse, pesach v'chavote, the Rebino Yeshi, Afu Lo Yisharit, the only Tzrich El Chazer Achapsor, Psochem Vatira, the Rebino Yeshi, וכן דיקה דין המיומד, סי דין המיומד, ופישו יעד את לי טיימה אין אין נגיד. זה לבן ישראל כדי רק במון פולות. The Rashba says, since we pass in Beis Simcha, the best in the authority to be matir on the basis of Harote, and then it doesn't require any real concentration. So even if it turned out that the neighbor does not show remorse, and the person was forced to be matir the neighbor on the basis of Pesach, in other words, and the Rashba is that when Pesach is the ground, so then it doesn't have to be coupled with Harote. So then, Bezdin had to concentrate, so it's still alright to do a new man. Because since the beginning of the Hatorah Sidori did not require Yeshiva, so even though it turned out at the end that Bezdin had to concentrate, and so it doesn't require Yeshiva. In the Ram Yisraelika, the Ram Shitei is, it all depends what the finality. See, the finality is that Bezdin is matter on the basis of Harote, so then it can be done the movement. But if the finality is that Bezdin is matter on the basis of Pesach, then it has to be done in Yeshiva. All right, so let's say a side point. All right. A side point. I wanted to go over this Gemara. Okay. Now, the Gemara is perfect. That obeys on the base. The first line. Omer Rabbi Bar Avune kol hakeis afilu shchino yinechzu v'kenegde. Shinema rosh yoki gei v'ape. Bal yidrech. Ein elikim kol mizu meisa. Rabbi Yom Yibidik doma mishakach talmudei. Umeisa tipshu. Shinema hakikaz b'chitzil yinua. Vuchzi vuchzi u yifri shibelez. Rav Nachma yitzu kol abi yidua. Shad meisa v'nerum nishri yisa. Shinema rabbi alchim orav pesha. Omer Rabbi Bar Avchanini yomor echotu yisroel yitlem l'chamish yom shiteiro. בספר יהושע בלבד, שערכו של ארץ ישראל הוא, מי תיימא כברב חוכמו רב כץ. In other words, even though the Nevi, so that's the דבר השם, but why did all these revelations to the Nevi take place? Because the Israelites sinned. But if they hadn't sinned, so I mean, then there wouldn't have been any necessity in making revelations to all the Nevi'im, to Yeshaya, to Yirmiya, to all the Nevi'im. So, Mashiach in Sefer Yeshua, so Sefer Yeshua is descriptive of the borders of the Eretz Yisrael, and that is also an integral part of the Torah. So even if the Israelites had not sinned, Sefer Yeshua would have been revealed. Now, there come and become aloches that are mentioned in the Nevi'im. And the Gemara says, Tovah Zeh, Peteras Meshe, Lulomadlo, Ampiyachesu Bebuzi Lomadlo, Vali, Einover Hashem Echadishomo, Elo, Hilchazegmiralo. So that means, but that all these aloches are mikudu l'meishim Sinai, so it wasn't necessary to reveal the Nevi'im because of these aloches. Mashiach in regard to Sefer Yehoshua, that the whole Sefer Yehoshua is descriptive of the borders of the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, so even if the Israelites had not seen, it would still have been revealed. Alright. Omar Abbas. Omer Abbas, in his cooking, the King Israel, Chutz, Mikenim, Ishki, Nemesi, Shigom Kwez, Kisi, Vishi, Ixoez, Mi, Vineida, Shligom, Vo, Vishaloi, Hikso. Now, the Rat, Omer Abbas, in his cooking, the King Israel, Ho Yishi, Shogol, Eima, the Afro Gav, the Askin, the Kamon, the Ashikin, the Kamon, ובשמה ניסו פליטים ישאלו בשבוי אלוהים קיימו אותי בסיל דם וישאלו רבאסה צהו כניסי לזכוק אלו כן ישראל רבאסה אורך כלומר נאי בישאלו ביי so true that the seal say that there is a tafuit so that's there but לחתכים אליו ונניח כי בשם היבדו מדרבונם באו מכאן to Yachid Vorei, so that if we say that Pshat, so then it will follow that even according to Bezalel, Midrabbanan say Nizkokin. So then it would follow that according to the Shammai, so Midrabbanan say Nizkokin. So he says that's not Chayat, that's not so. Really, the Shammai and Midrabbanan Baal Mekamber. Though Yahud Vogin, the Nid Hashem Achim and Michalei, Ayishol Ashvoi Namikoi, the same Posik, Ayishol Ashvoi is mentioned. ובסיל דאם אמר אפילו דרבנו אנזי כן קום מרבאסי בשמה אלא רבאסי לך לה הוא יקים תדוי כמו ונשאל אותי אינם סביר לי תבושה בה ינשאל לה מרבנו דאפילו יתראו אין מותה ובסיל אל יהי שאל לה ואם יתראו מותה מי הוא לחתכם להם נזקוק so the אינם really reverts back to the reason to talk about but he has the cash how can you say that that it didn't according to Bezalel Lechatchila not. So then it will follow that according to Bishamai Midraisa not, and that's inconceivable. So the answer is, of course, Midraisa even according to Bishamai it's all right. But if Bishamai says that it's not all right, it means Mirabonon. But according to Bishamai, so Mirabonon even the Eved, it's not effective. HaTorah Vayishvoi. Bezalel say, the Eved, HaTorah Vayishvoi is effective. But Lechatchila is made it. But since it's only Lechatchila, so we mock him Shalom Bayis, there is no Lechatchila. Chutz mikin mishti nenes lishigom v'eskis v'shiik says ni, nidus l'ikos, nidus l'ikom. Kach yagir sabaril ha-nishkoiz. V'yikeman d'yoma d'toise, v'neida shalom l'ikos in nidus l'ikom, v'o eire goma, chutz mikin mishti, v'o nidrei, shgogeis, v'o nidrei shgogeisu, ועסיק נלעיל וניצור שייל ולחוכר ואמרו לי כמון כשם שנדריש גוגיס מטורים כך שבוי יש גוגיס מטורים so the lead the deal say and he will not say that deal say we need a show in compobus that he says כן אם יש לנה נסלי שקום פה אסקיסי ושנתפס לי ונעיד אשר יקום פה ושלו יקוסי so then the חוכם כשמימטה בשבועה אם בשבועה But the implication being, but without Shmuel it's not Muta. So the question is, even without Shmuel it should be Muta. That's a real Torah, it's a Shgogeis. Because he spelled it out, she gone. And then it turned out that she didn't. So it's certainly it's a Shgogeis. Avo harajbo, you see, so the reason is why the Ram says, Nidrish Shgogeis, he doesn't say it's more than Nidrish Gogeis. Then he himself spelled it out that it should only be Oseh in Anoye from him if he saw. The answer is if he had said Kenin Nishin Ernestly in Gombo Eskisi in Himsoizni then we wouldn't even have to resort to Nidrish Gogeis. Then it's at night. So without recourse to Nidrish Gogeis. But he said, "Can you wish in earnestly Shegomboeskisi?" He didn't say "in Gomboeskisi," but Shegomboeskisi. So in other words, the Gomboeskisi is only tam as to why he asked the Anoye. So maybe without the Aroche of Nidrish Gogeis, it would be muta. But why do we have to resort at the Chochem? Ramun, we come on. ועל צריך להיות בין סושל לחוכם, אמרנו לכמה שהוא יזבוג את טורי, כך שהוא יזבוג את טורי. אבל השבוע זה על כוסף, דאב של גר סינורי, וכי פנם מסמיס לך, יגר בנצור שי לה, הנה מילה בהי מאיר שאיבוי בפניקי מאוי יום אדירו. אבל במה מדבור, ויום הרב על פיכי, בידי תהויו שתלהן ממנו צור שי לה, ויהוכם במה מדמי. במה מדמי. So the Rashbo says, no, we can be gayers. ונדא ש... דנדא שלא יקום פה ושלא יקסו, אז לא. And still it requires את החוכם. So, but where is it נדריש גוגייס? It's נדריש גוגייס if he's not my wisdom. In other words, if he says that he is my intention was to ask that lawyer only if she saw. But if he didn't so know, but Mashiach came, suppose he tells us that in his mind he had the kavone to ask that Noye even if he didn't steal. Even if he didn't steal, but he just mentioned that. You know, that was a good pretense for him, in order to save his face. But in his mind, he had the kavanah to asad anoye, to asad anoye, even if he didn't steal. So then, it's not mikresh logis. To asad anoye, even if he didn't steal. So then, it's not mikresh logis. It's not mikresh logis. And so then it requires a dechochet. But even by shvuah, because of shalom bayis, so dechochet can be one. That's the Rashi. Samin ufi perushe, ufi perushe nire dechi koma chutz mikin mishlim shivi ketarati koma shvuah dreisei vei dehavet keim mikresh gogis. אבל הוא זלה עם הדרש בו, אפילו נמצא שגום בו, נישה הוא מתיר לי, בשביל שהוא בייסי, וכי נוקד נמצא שהוא יגום בו, מישהו מסליף נוקד, ולאו דווקא ונניח. Now let's see what this is this. אין נזקוק לכן ישראל לכם שנשבע, בשביל שמיים אין נזקוק לכן. חוץ מכן מי שנאם לסלי, שגום בסקי שיסבלי ואילו של איקסו, ורצבו לא יגרס מידה לשל איקסו. Din kein hat la tor namo ne boy do ma ki shib shib shgog tsu tor es kach shu shgog tsu tor es el hoch gas gut mit kein mich in eles wie shu loy u mai ve shu em es kom vo kise vi shi nit so zbei de hashe boy hat la soche vi koma da fu mich ba ke israel ni skokin la tira im shi shoy mais ay hi da soye li kam in der vas omalei Omalei, b'may no da'at, b'lokei Yisroel. Omalei, in no da'at v'imue, shiki no ba'alme, mizdakin aloch, hashlo no da'at v'imue, b'lokei Yisroel, lo nizdakin. Now, let's see the rabbi. In no da'at v'imue, l'dakin aloch, d'imue kino lishue, k'vise b'pirot in kam. Usir l'chaf, l'rabat l'chaf, 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 E no dado no Egito, no balão do Mizdakinaloch. É, Mizdakinaloch. Hashem no dado no Egito, no Egito, no Israel, loi Mizdakinaloch. What the Rams did say was, e no dado no Egito, loi Mizdakinaloch. So, but the King Israel, Mizdakinaloch, with me on. Vigil Garse, e no dado no Egito, Mizdakinaloch. Clima de Israel, e do Ishue, creio em Escoque. Algo que me chegisse aqui. Hashem, Chomer Tvei, Vein Nisrokin. So in other words, it's mashma that according to the first deal Sinran, so Ino Dal B'Muel Mizdakinaloch, because Muye is Kino Lishue, so even without Hashem, it's in Nisrokin Lishue. But the question is, how could the Ram say that even without Hashem, so it is, according to the first deal Sinran, it appears that Kavasi is saying that even without Hashem, Shue is in Nisrokin. But the notion of Ravashi is in Scotland like in Israel without the Shem. Why does he say in Scotland like in Israel? So it has to be explained in accordance with the Rosh in Shuas that Shuah by itself is a yad for Shem. So the Mele Ravashi says in Scotland like in Israel even Shuah without Shem, because Shuah by definition means Shem. Means Shem. Alright. Rav Tane equally with Rav Yisi. So Rav Yisi said to him, Omale Litle Marmi. Omale. So Rav Tane said, no, more cool with him, took his way. He's not going to taste anything. To eat anything. Omale, no, more cool with him. So the Gemara assumed that Rav Yitzchak from Rav Yitzchak responded more cool time delay. So he also took his shoe. So he Michal Rav Kane, we understand this why Rav Kane took his shoe. Because Rav Yitzchak was persistent in his request that Rav Kane should eat, and Rav Kane didn't want to eat. So maybe he took his shoe. That was the reason. See Michal Rav Kane Domaloi more cool. El Rav Yitzchak. Am I not only more equally? Why did he have to take his shoe? Hoche would become a way. Loi more equally would become a till Kalitani. It's not that Rav Yisif also took his shoe. But he said to Rav Kane, since you took his shoe, that you're not going to eat, so of course not, I'm not going to give you to eat. Rav Yitzchak v'amai lo ma'amore kule, as gad Rav Yitzchak sh'azma li Rav Kanu l'leichet. Ho, et oma, lo imore kule k'amre b'gbiyo. All right. So, lo itayimut. So, hiltach lo itayim play, dey nishkot. Oma Rabbi, oma Rav Nachman, hilchese, peishchim b'charote, v'nishkokinu l'kei Yisrael. Nishkokinu l'kei Yisrael. Ma'alei tzidara. Oma Rabbi, oma Rav Nachman, hilchese, peishchim b'charote, v'nishkokinu l'kei Yisrael. פירוש פייסים חרותי במילדה במישוי ונזכור כי נאמר לך תחיל לי כישראל ולא ישנו כתחפצה ביודי את מי זה סיבתו או לא ישנו כתחפצה ואפילו תנו כתחפצה נזכור ולחום הנו כתחפצה הוא ישוי זה היון והיום עלי בקוז שבוי בשם ישוי בשם but where is it where is the requirement בסיבתו that is גם ישוי זה היון וישוי זה היון הוא היום עלי אבל איקה שבוי בשם ובקינו ויעבור גם דיום הגויין, מן דשתה במשפטי ובסרס הדיברס עם האפור אל רומיס, ויש לנו נוסק לא. הדינו, so he says, הדינו דינה דגמור, דאפילו נשווי אס נזכור כאילו ביסכם בחרות, ואם צורכים על לידור, אבל רב נהי גויין סעו, החמיר בלידורים שלו עם נפתי הר בחרות. So from the lotion of the Ram, it's משמע, from some reshaining it appears that Rabbi Goyen passes like that. But from the lotion of the Ramitz Mashma, it's not that Rabbi Goyen passes Nitzel in the Gemara like that, that in Pesach Mecharote. But it was a special hunger by Rabbi Goyen because of the zilzul in the door. But in the Gemara, we didn't have the Gemara. We didn't have a Kedmin, Rabbi Goyen is made at Pesach Mecharote. That's how it's mashma. From other Rishayim, it's mashma that Rabbi Haigoyen passes that they face in the Charot. But from the Ram's Moshe, it's mashma, not like that. That Rabbi Haigoyen also passes that the day Rishayim came in, so the Alochem was faced in the Charot. But because of the zilzul of people from the Mele, Rabbi Haigoyen was mashma. It's because the Ram says, "Hadinu dinu digmor." That few shvoyes from Zavod, it's all in the door. Avu haber haygoyin zal hechmi door. Over in the boat dinu digmor. So it's an extra chumre, a special takone by Rabbi Haygoyin, because of the special circumstances of zilzul that prevail. That's how it's mashed. Avu haber haygoyin zal hechmi doorim shom nitei abcharot. V'yoma the anam hash. So he again emphasizes the Anan has to we because we it's we after Dore, so Anan has to be Avdinom, Korev in the Ravase Avdinom, Doma in Chocha Matir al Kinabo Nidor, Kelema Bipes, Abo Becharot Elul. So why was Rabbi going Machmir? So it could be explained on the basis because there was a zilzul in Yidor. And then it could be on the basis, because all the Shein mentioned that when Bez Nizmata Becharote, so Bez must be convinced that the lady here, who says that he has remorse, is genuine, that he's truthful. But if Bez has misgivings as to whether the lady is genuine, then Bez should not be Mata Becharote. So it could be that Rabbi Goyen took notice of the fact that many Jews, many Nathanim are not genuine, are not very truthful. So because of that, he was mad. Danan hashti yadinum korem ravasa. So then, it is not so easy to deceive Pesach, you see. But Pesach, so he mentions the Pesach, so there is a Pesach. But Charote, it's very easy to deceive Bezin. How can Bezin know whether he has remorse or not? How can Bezin know? So Mimele, we are mad. Our Charote Lord, Ve'ach Nerei Bishwe is Roma Adun, is the Kilim of Klav. Lekal Mishram Yemil Sehid with accounting. So two Chumres Rabbi Goyen mentions. One is that by Midorim we should be Mati now on the basis of Charot. And another chumre is that Shmuye should be matter now
even on the basis of Pesach. Vamos começar aqui no Buklau. Mishramim, nos se destacam, teu imitia se esholim, mishliishde, o rechalma de se pura shoimatino de Cristo, min de tibor de pisatres, vichadei leilo mizakino, bimila de muche, ubreira, kor veravase, avo pesakau de osrikame, de rabune, a shin barebe, o chamishmoi rabiensi, o impulso da abaye, o chamu osrikame, o mezo chayitimo, lo yabino. So, in other words, so one chumri is banidoin, that we're not matter on the basis of Chavot, but on the basis of Pesach, we are matter, banidoin, even now, according to Rabbi Cohen. Even now. Because the reason why we're not matter on the basis of Chavot is because of the possibility of the city Pesach. But on the basis of Pesach, so then it's not so easy to receive Pesach. But then there's another chumra now, Rabbi Cohen mentions, we got Yeshua. So first of all, if it does not involve, if it is not necessary for us here showing the Mishlishe or Shoei Matzibo, so then we should be Matzibos even on the basis of Pesach, and even if it is necessary for Shoei Bayis or Mitzvah or Shoei Misakneses, so we should only be Matzibos on the basis of Pesach why? Because those psochim, it's possible to deceive those psochim. It's possible to deceive them. Aber aber nur sie auf Gurune ist auch so schmal mit den Goyen sau Sheikh mir ruhig bin da wie ich so ist am Schweiz soll hat er so mal für die Pesach und am Mitzwe soll matir mir sie Pesach und ruhig gehört die Kosa die darf die Bator es hoch mir haben am vor das Bau ja mir die Bau mir für die schon in der Elf Schwe hat er die Mann sich da so von der Rani zum Beispiel toll wie es gehen so not on the basis of the divinity of Mark but the Chumre. Because people are not genuine, or because people are mizalzel in shvuos, but within the Gemara, all the genim agree. But you'll see from other rishonim that they mention the name of certain genim that they pass through in Pesach. Right. Mishtamo de Rabbi Nachman Rav Shcheir Gadol Gadol. Omalei, so Nachman said to Rabbi, when Rav Shcheir will come to your house, he should be your tribe, he will not. So Rav Shcheir had met, how will he need the Rabbish? Also he came to Rav Nachman. He asked the Torah from Rav Nachman. Omalei, so Nachman said to Rav Shcheir, and the Dart Adai Dehoche, Omalei, Adai Dehoche. Said he, come and see me. And he still answered, Rav Shcheir answered, yes, eat with Rav Nachman. Omer in Zili Kirch, go back to your home. No, but Rav Shcheire u Posach Pischa le Nafsh. So the fact that Rav Nachman became angry at him, that was used by him as a test. Rebbe in Meri Zeudach, Yishor Osh Yom Ali Odom, Kosh in Tiferes Lili Seo, in Tiferes Lili Odom. So what's the Pshad in Tiferes Lili Odom? In other words, what is there? He shows something that is agreeable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lehisel. That took shot in Lehisel, whether it means Lehisel, the person who does it, or Lehisel has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, if it is agreeable, min order. V'ashrivik bat Rav Nachman adayte. So his behavior, Rav Shcheir's behavior, was not agreeable to Rav Nachman. It was not. He did not conform to this mandate of the Tiferes Lili Odom. So Adayte Dehoche Lenado. So in other words, had he known that his behavior would be censured by Rav Nachman, would not be agreeable to Rav Nachman, he wouldn't have taken. So that it's only the Pesach. Vishore Lenado.
Bishon Rabbi. Now, there is the Kedusha Rashbo. I think I once mentioned this Kedusha Rashbo when I discussed the Sheet of the Marit. I mentioned the Sheet of the Marit. The Marit holds that Marit, that Midraise, the Neder has a Pesach, so it's Neder even without Petach Ochet. If he only has charotes, so then it's only muter on the basis of hetach ochet. But without hetach ochet, it's not muter by itself. But if he has a pesach, so even without hetach ochet, it's muter by itself. But when do we have to resort to the rice of hetach ochet? Only when the ground for the heter is charot. But with rabbanon, we require hetach ochet. Even when he has a Pesach. Even if he has a Pesach. So that's the Marit's Kiddush. But the Rashbo mentions the Shita, the Rashbo himself rejects that the Asam was saying, V'hashid yukit Rav Nachman adayit enoch l'nad Rav Yishar lo enafshe. In other words, he didn't even have to resort to Yetach Ochem himself. So, it was Yudah. To be either Rav Neda. But the question is, so the Rashbo, Chiddush HaRashbo rejects that. The Chiddush HaRashbo rejects it. He says, So in other words, it requires Benson, Chochmumche, or Gimlegetes, not that he by himself. So the answer is, this Droshe, that Shita Sarashayim agrees with the Marit. So it holds that this drosha alachir mechon leim, but we have to resort to the heter alachirim of kibul egitin sochoch mumche. So that is reference only to charot, but pesach so it's toys. This is what the chite holds, but the Rashbo rejects the chite. So how does the Rashbo explain shorin not that he was just the heter by itself. It means without that translation. It means that he used it as a Pesach. And then he asked Bezen, in Shal Shrei, Shal Shrei Matel. Tapshir Barebe Haro in Nidal in Mish, Oslo Kamei de Rabono. Omar Lid, Tart Adai de Oche. Omar Lid, Adai de Oche, Kavazim. So, and he still said that in spite of all these new circumstances, he would still would have taken a letter. But the Chachamim tried to discover for him a Pesach, but he didn't cooperate, Rav Shimon bar Emet. But he started Rabbono Mishin Shel Mitule, from son to shade, Mishin Shel Mitule. Omar Lid Bikmis, Breda, Abishol Ben Bikmis, need no doubt, so he addressed himself. Bitnis addressed himself to Rav Shimon bar Emet. Mino daat ad aitim mitzare rabona mitule l'shimshim shimshim mitule. If you had known that that would entail so much exhaustion for the chachomi, would you have taken an edea? Amalon, vishalish. Rabbi Yishmoel bar Rabbi Yisi haro yidr al mish, osu lekamei de rabona. Amalon, mino daat ad aitim mitzare rabona mitule l'shimshim נודעת עדיין דורכי אומרי, כמה זינים, many times, כאילו דחוזה, so there was an amorץ, a certain bondyman. This is a many stories in Gemara about bondymen who were very unfair and harsh and abusive towards the Chachom. So given the Habe, that was not negate the laundry profession as a profession. Chaim Mendelovich of Asholem was a laundryman. But many laundrymen in the Gemara so were steinei chachomim. So given the chose Abu Katz that this laundryman, the steinei chachomim, the chachomim were in pain, had anguish, machye biuchle di Katz. So he took the implements, ferments, that the laundry man uses, and the heat, he has sorted the Chachomim with it. I mean, he, apparently, he was a real thinly Chachom Yisrael. So, Omar, Adayte di Mochel di Katzre, Lui Nabri. Vishar Yoy Nabri. So then he said, had I known that my Nebea would involve, would entail so much humiliation and abuse for the Chachomi, because if not for his Nebea, so this wouldn't have happened. So, Vishar Yoy Nabri. So he was it. Omar le Rabachem le Diftu le Rabine, Hai Yeredu, Dili Mosi Kataite, Di Moche le Katzre, Dili Moche Adaite, Dili Mosi Kataite, Di Moche le Katzre. Now, with the Yomi in Pesachim ben Eile, in other words, the Chachomim of Chablaza hold, and we pass through the Chachomim of Chablaza. Omar le, so this is really the Moche, for that, the Shita of Moshe Hashemim, for the Shita of Moshe Hashemim, that only an illegitimate mortal cannot be used according to the Chachomim of Rav Lezer as the Pesach. But in illegitimate mortal, yes. In other words, we have to explain the Gemara according to the Rishonim who say that no illegitimate can be used as Pesach. It seems to be a Gemara in the Poresh. Alright, this is second idea. With the only based on illegitimate, Omalei, Hayu Ab Neiladu, Ishriche Abikura Nimtzara Rabot. In other words, so that it seems that the Chachmei Yisrael were subjected to so much humiliation from certain Amir Oretz that it was a very predictable thing that an Amoretz, that some Amoretz would hit the Chachomim with a certain utensils. So it is a Nilad Amoz. Dvise la baye havna utrat. Who among it's the boy that she suggested one shidduch. He suggested one shidduch for his relatives. And he only claimed that the daughter should be married to her relative. Omar lo, so he said to her, Titzara anosi aloch, he aborta da toit. Uminzeles mitzrayim. Asles veobart al maite. So the Gemara Kasha Mishore. This is using the Nedar itself as the Pesach. In other words, the Havamin of the Gemara was that something, an extraneous circumstance, can be used as a Pesach, but not the Neder itself. Here, what was used as a Pesach? In other words, if Abaye had known that she would be Eiver, so then he wouldn't have taken that Neder. But that was the very purpose as to why he made that Neder. In other words, so if the circumstance is imminent in the letter itself, so the Gemara and the Havamin assumed it cannot be used as a Pesach. So the Gemara says, no. Hey, the Mechus, Ma'atani, Ma'ite, the Odo Echot,